Thank you for your hard work of identifying those things. I think there's lots there to chew over. I kind of feel like I want to ask you, if you had to say three things to us as a result of studying that passage, what would you say? Just the kind of almost if you want to turn off the recording and just tell us what would you say? We have coffee in 10 minutes, but let me give you some stuff on communication very quickly. Where have I put it? Yeah, where did that go? Two seconds, it's coming. Okay. So this is kind of helping you to think through one of the things that you do in leadership. I thought Andy's observation, let's preserve the heart of our ministry. Let's make sure that that is what we're fundamentally concerned for gospel ministry. It is the careful exploration and explanation of God's word, application to the people in front of us, so that Jesus is made much of, so that actually fundamentally what we're about is helping to inflame people's love for the Lord Jesus Christ. That is fundamentally what we're about. And please don't hear the fact that we're talking about other things to suggest that that has somehow been displaced. It's not. Okay, but here's the question. In our ministry, in which the irreducible heart of our ministry is wanting to inflame other people's love for the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have to communicate some stuff. We're going to have to say some things. We're going to have to make connections with people. So I'm wanting us just to think about some of the other aspects of in our leadership together with others. How do we ensure that we make the most of every opportunity that God puts in front of us? And so one of the things I want us to think about is communication and how do we communicate? Now, I think I'm thinking fundamentally here about promotional communication. In one sense, I am seeing it through the perspective of letting people out there know about your plant. But I think the seven questions I'm about to pose to you has far wider implications. I think you want to get in a place where you are instinctively working with these seven questions, or at least having answers to them. So although I'm perhaps thinking fundamentally about promotion, I think actually it's about you sending emails to your church family, or you sending an email to you talking to your elders or whatever. Okay, so look, there's a handout. I hope that's helpful. Seven fundamental questions. First of all, you need to be clear on who you're speaking to. That is, identify your audience insofar as you have one. Who am I after? Who am I trying to reach? And then think about them. Think about who they are. Who are you going for? What are they like? I'm told that Alpha, the HTB course that runs is trying to speak to a 23-year-old man. And so all Alpha communication has to work for him. And it's not just that they're only interested in 23-year-old men, they are especially concerned about those kind of guys. But apparently, if you can reach him, you can reach most people, so I'm told. Now, what we make of that and whether that's true in one sense doesn't matter. But the question that you've got to ask here is, who are you aiming to connect with? Okay, firstly. Secondly, what do we want to say? What do we want to say? Let's assume you've now got the attention of the very people you wanted to reach. Okay. What is it you want to let them know? What do you want to say? What is the take home? And therefore, craft the message in such a way that you hit the spot in an unmissable way. Use the language that they'll understand, but also, you know, use words to paint a picture, to capture the imagination or whatever. If you're selling a vision, make it visual, not just verbal, so that people can hear, see and feel what you're saying, sort of awaken people's imagination about the thing that you'd love to see coming into existence or whatever. But I think the thing here is, okay, you've got the guys you want, guys, I mean, men or women, the people you're after. What's the big thing? What is the take home? And craft your message to ensure that they've absolutely got. Thirdly, what do you want people to do? I think you've got to answer in your communication the so what question. It obviously lies behind what you've said, but the danger is, of course, we think, well, I've said it. I mean, it's obvious. Well, not to them. There is a kind of so what question lurking in people's minds, which is, what am I meant to do with this? And so I think in your communication, there does need to be a call to action. How am I meant to be respond? Be explicit about what you're asking them to do. Now, of course, it could be you don't need to do anything, because what I'm telling you is for information only. And that's OK. But you may actually want them to respond, to do something. Here's the question. Would they know what you want them to do from what you've communicated? If not, you've left them in limbo. If you agree with this, you need to dot, dot, dot. If you don't agree with this, you need to dot, dot, dot. It may well be that through that communication, they want to act, they want to respond, but they just don't know what to do because you haven't let them know. Fourthly, what is competing against the message? I think we're talking here about the background noise that causes people to be distracted from what it is you're saying. In other words, you want them to hold your attention, to have your attention. You know, remember those days in church where you're talking to someone and then you see someone out of the corner of your eye and you look away, you've lost them. We don't want them to do that, to be distracted by something else. And yet there's loads that's going on. You know, if I want to communicate with my kids and I go into the sitting room, I know I've got to tell them to pause Netflix. They won't listen. That's the background noise that will distract them from what I'm trying to say. So the background noise is what you need your communication to cut through in order to get heard. For example, I guess if you're printing a leaflet advertising your church or your plant, it's got to get past those sort of countless items of junk mail that are on the doormat promoting the local takeaway. So whatever you communicate has got to be kind of, okay, I'm not going to be distracted by that. Look at this. Now, of course, knowing what you're up against can help you clarify what you need to do that. Interestingly, I mean, Phil and I have recently been sending out emails about church planter coaching because we want each of you guys to have a church planter coach, which we'll talk about in due course. But I am aware that the senior pastors of Commission receive regular Commission branded emails. That is a lot of background noise. And so I've got to do something, and Phil's got to do something to ensure that they're read. And so I try to make them unconventional. I try to make them enjoyable so that they're actually worth a read. Because I don't think something from me is sufficient reason for them to just open it up and pay a lot of attention to it. Or even the subject of coaching. I'm just realistic about the background noise I'm competing against. Fifthly, what mix of communications tools will we use? You guys have been way ahead of me on this stuff. But of course, there's a whole heap of ways we can communicate with our audience. And the key question would be, who are we after and what do they listen to? You can print leaflets, you can do promotional postcards, you can perhaps write articles for a local newspaper, you can get on Twitter, you can craft a Facebook page. At some point, you'll need to get a website. You'll need a visual presence as well outside. Obviously, if you're on social media, you need to do more than simply advertise. You need to be social. Promoting other things, liking other things, and so on. But I think you need to be more than social. You do need to be strategic, which is just a simple way of being sensible. Ask the question, what should I be using to get my message through to my intended audience, to get them to do what I want them to do? Let me ask you that question again. What should I be using to get my message through to my intended audience to get them to do what I want them to do? It's interesting, just when Adrian and Nigel and myself started out, for some reason, I decided just to say to them, how do you prefer communicating? Some people love email. I hate it. I use it, but I hate it. Some people are texters. Some people use WhatsApp. Some people like, I just want to speak to you. But it's interesting, just the three of us, just, okay, put those in order. What's your preferred method of communication? How would you like me to get through to you? I thought that was an important question to ask. I just thought I hadn't asked that before, actually. Sixthly, what look and feel do we want to our communication? I think this is I wonder whether at this point we do begin to sort of veer into the away from weakness into strength, and the whole concept of branding can be a somewhat ugly Corinthian concept, perhaps. We may become somewhat nauseous when it comes to thinking about the need to brand our church plant. But the truth is, we're going to have a brand whether we like it or not. And so it's worth asking, at least, without necessarily need to do anything about it, what is our brand? And I think branding is what people think about you. It's about an association. The way we communicate who we are will have something to do with the style and tone of our communication. The logo, the photos that we use in promotion, just worth thinking those things through. What will people associate with us as a result of those things that we do and use? We can perhaps say more about this. Seventhly, finally, you'll be pleased to hear, who will be involved in creating this? It is worth asking the question, are you the best person to do this? Am I the best person to send that email? Am I the best person to stand up front and talk to the congregation about this? Am I the person to sit with a Squarespace website, putting together the website to meet? Am I the person to do this? Am I the best person? A couple of years ago, I had a conversation with a church planter who theologically in a bit of a different place from me, but was involved in church planting in the east of London. And he contacted all of the brand consultants in his local area to invite them to pitch for his business. I thought that was brilliant. It meant that he got to explain what he was doing and why he was doing it to a handful of local firms. So at the very least, he explained the gospel as he understood it, what he was doing, and created a whole load of new friendships. He explained that he probably couldn't afford the usual rates, had about a third of the budget to spend. But every single one of them got back to him and met with him. But it's just worth asking it, who's going to be involved in creating this? It could be you. You could find someone else to do it, but it's just worth asking that question. There you go. Seven key questions to ask with all communication. I don't think in every communication you need to think about all of those, but some of those you do need to think about all the time. And I think your communication would be better for it, whether it's communicating with your wife, your children, your church family, your elders, or your local community. I want to suggest that those things are worthy of your attention. Let me stop there. Let me pray. Father, fundamentally, we have an extraordinary message that we want to get through to the widest audience possible. And we want them to understand what it is and how to respond. And so we pray fundamentally for our gospel communication, that we'd just be better and better at that. But we pray that for all our communication, that explanation of stuff, of things, we get better and better, so that we might be heard and understood, might be clear, particularly where we're communicating cross-culturally and different rules apply. Help us to be sensitive and sensible in what we say and how we say it. Save us from miscommunication and confusion. Help us, Father, to be people who get better and better at saying what needs to be said in a way that it can be heard and responded to. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.